Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
One half of the Pop and Joe Show, KDK TV sports icon, host of the Panther preview show Saturdays on the Fan, a guy that will have Steelers pregame and extra point coverage Sunday for KDK TV, and then we'll host the Sports Showdown Sunday night as well in his normal spot, talking about Bob Pompiani, of course. And Bob, Bert Blylevin had a great curveball back in the day when he helped the Pirates win the World Series in 79. He was also the son of a molasses farmer, Malzy. I don't know if you need that.
I imagine that it's pretty slow going farming molasses.
His dad specialized in molasses, which I guess you could also use to describe curveballs and molasses here, apropos for Cam Hayward, because nothing's gotten done as far as a deal is done, as deal's concerned. And the curveball today, Bob, is that he's not practicing again. So what's your take now? Do you have a new opinion on what you think is going to happen with him on Sunday?
No, I don't, Andrew. I still think, you know, he practiced yesterday. He practiced Monday. It's not unusual that he doesn't practice at least one day a week. So I'm not going to change. I still think he's going to do it. And I think he will, you know, he has a choice to make about his conviction to get a new deal and his legacy and how he's perceived. I think he takes that very seriously. So I just think that this could go into the season before we hear a resolution. And I think he's going to probably bet on that he'll play and show them that it's good faith on his part, hoping that in time they'll do something. That's the best Bob, I can come up with at this point, but I don't think he's going to sit out.
Bob, if he lets it go into the season where he plays and shows them that he's doing this in good faith, I think he will be greeted with exactly zero from the Steelers. I don't think they would want to budge off of their position about doing any kind of contract-related stuff within seasons. For the record, their designation was just non-injury related resting veteran today, so no like weird.
Okay, but again, Bob, I'm going to let you make your point. But again, this is the day of the week he talks. He could have come out after practice and just said, "Guys, nothing to see here. I didn't practice because I'm 36 years old." He refused to do that today. He had two chances to talk and clear this up, and he didn't want to do it for some reason, Bob.
Yeah, and I told Joe earlier when he asked, "Do you think he'll talk?" I said, "Yeah, he normally does on this day." And he's already talked once in the training camp when this was the hot, burning topic. So I thought he would today. But again, I'm not going to overly think that. Listen, they can do it without. It's not about a new contract, it's about a sweetener, incentive, something that they can do that would not put this in the realm of dealing with a contract as the season unfolds. So I think it's a whole different situation, and I don't think it's going to get done and when he plays in New York. And, I still think he will play in New York. I'd be disappointed if he didn't.
Who do we think Ian Rappaport gets the majority of his info from, guys?
Agents.
Ian Rappaport quote tweets the Steelers practice report tweet and just says, "A rest day for Cam Hayward." No wonder if Cam Hayward is unhappy. No nothing. He just very plainly writes a rest day for Cam Hayward.
Why else would he even acknowledge that if it was such a routine thing, though? You know, why would he even have to send out a tweet about that?
I just think because it's the topic everybody's talking about, even nationally. This has been brought up several times.
I'm just wondering if there was anything to read between the lines,
Bob,
with there.
You said that this is going to carry into the season. Like, doesn't the policy of we're not going to negotiate in season tell you that as soon as the ball gets kicked off, it can't carry into the season for them with this?
Yes, it does. That's their policy. But I also think, again, this is not a negotiation of a new contract. It's something different that, you know, that's similar to what happened to Antonio Brown. We've discussed this over and over. And I don't know that it would fall in the realm of negotiating a contract. It's not that. It's something else. And it may, like I said, my guess is that if it gets done, it'll be done.
Bob,
my original thought was it'd get done in 11th hour heading into this. If it doesn't, I still think he'll play and hope that something happens.
Bob, I don't doubt your insights at all into this. I am just going to say that if they end up actually doing some sort of sweetener like a week into the season because he plays, and then they couch it in, we didn't break our rule, this isn't actually a new contract, it's just a sweetener, I might actually go blind from my eyes rolling out of my damn head.
It's their own rules, so they get to make their own rules and change their own rules.
And classify how their own rules are interpreted, which
Correct.
Is one of the stupidest things I have ever heard.
Anyway, yeah, I know.
Now
I mean,
I'm just mad about this, Bob, in general principle. I'm taking it out on you like Starkey.
Yeah, don't do that to Bob. Bob, here's a question I have for you about this, about the whole way that Hayward is handling it at this very moment. Do you think he owes it to fans? You said he cares about that relationship.
Yeah,
do you think he owes it to fans right now to use his media opportunity this week to come out and say, this is exactly what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it?
No, because I think, you know, he's attempting to get something. He doesn't want to say anything more. I think the first time he said something in Latrobe, it was, in his mind, probably misinterpreted, or the message that he wanted to get out didn't give out. So I think it's probably upon talking to people he deals with, they're saying, just sit there, don't say anything until this stuff is resolved. If it isn't resolved, goes into next year, next week, then it becomes a higher distraction because we're still going to be talking about it. And I think that's what they want to avoid. So I don't know. My gut will tell me it's the same thing. It's going to go down to the 11th hour. He'll get something. Then it'll be behind them because I don't think they want this to linger on. It's too important of a season given everything they put into the season and how important he is knowing that there is no Derek Armin this week. So I do think something. That's just my guess. No
Bob,
information.
You said,
just my guess.
You said you think he's going to play. I actually agree with you. If he doesn't, if for some reason he really goes with,
oh my God,
with what would be, I think, at this point construed as the nuclear option and does not play football, what then? How would that be received, you think, internally by the team and externally by all the people that listen to us and watch us and respond to what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think internally, Chris, I think players understand what he's trying to do.
I'm saying the
I think
front office, how respect. Might the front office view it?
Well, first, if they lost the game and he wasn't there too, as a reason that they lost, that would make it even worse. So the reaction would not be good. But, you know, we saw that. Everybody brings up the Chris Jones situation 1 week, and it worked for him. And they lost that game when they didn't have him. So I think, you know, if that's the strategy, it's kind of, as you say, a nuclear strategy. I don't know if I'd go there. I would take this up to the end, which is the night before the game or whatever, and I'd say, okay, where are we? If you're not going to do it, okay, fine. And he'll play, and that'll be that. And he'll have to admit that you know, he didn't get what he wanted. I just don't see this becoming a distraction as the season goes on, and if it does, it'll become more and more of a distraction, something the Steelers do not want.
Bob, what is your prediction for Sunday's game in New York? What do you think happens?
19-13, Steelers win. I think they'll figure out a way to turn the ball over for Justin Fields maybe once or whatever. Still, the key, though, is going to be how they contain him, how they deploy all these people they brought in defensively because you know, I would, if it were me, even though I propose they should blitz a lot more this year, I want to see in this case them make him make decisions throwing the football, not running, which means don't get out of your lanes, which means don't over pursue anything. Don't give him a reason to escape and see what he can do in the air. I think that's the best way probably to approach him. I still believe there's something in his passing game. I have told you guys this before, but we'll see as this season rolls on. But that's how I would do it with him. I think 19-13, low scoring. Not a very good offensive day, although I do think Aaron Rodgers will look in a 19-13 game as impressive as he can for week one.
Will they complete more than two passes over the middle of the field, the Steelers?
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm bullish on that. I think what they're going to do here, you know, here's two things here, Chris and Andrew. One of the things that has to happen is protection. We talk about that all the time. But what happens if he has to take a hit to make a play? You'll see more in this situation because he is 41 going on 42, and he may not want to do that. I don't know. In his heyday, he certainly could, but I don't know about now. But also, you know, they're going to have to throw the ball over the middle just to open things up, and I think they trust him ultimately, whereas before maybe they had handcuffs on some of their quarterbacks. I don't think in Aaron Rodgers they will do that. I think Mike Tomlin will defer to the fact that he's done this many times, and he's a four-time MVP of the league, so I think there will be more opportunity. I would go hard over that two number.
Who will be the Steelers' MVP in week one?
I'm going to say you want an offense and defense or just one overall?
Oh, sure. Spice it up. Give us both.
I'd say Patrick Queen on defense. Mm-hmm. And I also say on offense, I'm going to look for Jonnu Smith, probably, even though we haven't seen him at all. I have a feeling he's going to come out and do well in this game.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. And we'll see you guys over the weekend. We'll see you tonight, Chris.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.